This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. After the Taliban claimed victory on Monday over opposition forces in the Panjshir Valley, northeast of Kabul, they assured the people there, who are ethnically distinct from the Taliban, that and fought against the Islamists during their rule from 1996 to 2001, that there would be no discriminatory act against them. Pictures on social media showed Taliban members standing in front of the gate of the Panjshir Provincial Governor's compound after fighting over the weekend with the National Resistance Front of Afghanistan that was led by the Panjshiri leader Ahmad Massoud. Massoud, who leads a force drawn from remnants of regular Afghan army and special forces units, as well as local militia fighters, said in a Twitter message he was safe, but he gave no details. U.S. President Joe Biden returned to Washington on Monday night and from a holiday weekend in the U.S. state of Delaware, telling a reporter who asked him on his arrival at the White House if he will recognize the Taliban, that's a long way off. The reporter had also asked Biden what will happen to Afghans stuck in third countries. That's in reference to evacuees who fled the country as the Taliban took power. But Biden appeared not to hear that question. Biden had approached the gaggle of reporters on the White House lawn and appeared to want to make a statement saying that we've got a big day tomorrow, but he broke off as members of the media pool began shouting questions about Afghanistan. Biden is planning to travel to New York and New Jersey on Tuesday, parts of which saw extreme flooding from remnants of Hurricane Ida last week. This is VOA News. The resurgence of COVID-19 this summer and the national debate over vaccine requirements have created a fraught situation for the United States first responders who are now dying in larger numbers but pushing back against mandates. It is a stark contrast from the beginning of the vaccine rollout when the first responders were prioritized for shots. The mandates affect tens of thousands of police officers, firefighters, and others on the front lines across the country, many of whom are spurning the vaccine. That is happening despite mandates' consequences that range from weekly testing to suspension to termination. Even though the virus is now the leading cause of U.S. law enforcement line-of-duty deaths, according to the Officer Down Memorial page, 132 members of law enforcement agencies are known to have died of COVID-19 in 2021. In Florida alone, last month, six people affiliated with law enforcement died over a 10-day period. Chile on Wednesday began administering booster shots to those already inoculated with the Sinovac COVID-19 vaccine in a bid to lock in early success following one of the world's fastest mass vaccination drives. Lines of elderly citizens eager to participate in the campaign began forming at vaccination centers in neighborhoods across the capital, Santiago, on a cool midwinter morning in the southern hemisphere. Chile's blistering campaign has seen upwards of 67% of its population fully vaccinated, predominantly with the Sinovac CoronaVac, but authorities last week said that studies had shown a booster was necessary to shore up immunity. The South American nation on Wednesday began offering a dose of Oxford's AstraZeneca vaccine to citizens age 86 and older who received their initial shots. Chile joins the United States, Germany, France, and Israel in giving the booster shots, despite a plea by the World Health Organization to hold off until more people around the world get their first shot of the vaccine. Two critical jobless benefit programs have expired, leaving only a handful of economic options for millions of Americans who are still financially impacted by the year-and-a-half-old coronavirus pandemic. One program provided jobless aid to self-employed and gig workers, and another provided benefits to those who have been unemployed more than 6 months. Further, the Biden administration's $300 weekly supplemental unemployment benefit also ran out on Monday. There's more at voanews.com. Via remotes, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.